This episode of Intelligent Medicine is brought to you by Carlson Fish Oils. Fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, which support cardiovascular, brain and nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to shelf. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity, and they're available in soft gels and liquid form. For more information, go to carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. 877-726-8255 is our number. Glad to be back after a sojourn in Southern California for my 50th high school reunion. A shout out to all my old buddies there, who some of them may be tuning into this program. 877-726-TALK, and that number is available 24/7 for, say you can't call during the show, maybe you're busy, maybe you're out and about or driving, and you still have a question, you can record a question, call anytime you like. This item, I find this encouraging. Instagram clamps down on diet and cosmetic surgery posts. You know, what's that all about? Well, it's about a body positivity campaign. And why should that be significant? Well, campaigners have voiced concerns over the impact that dietary advertising on social media has on young people. And I don't spend a lot of time on Instagram, but it is a real wild west out there. That and Facebook to some extent, certainly Twitter. And on Instagram, there's a lot of pictures, and the pictures often tout influencers who are sometimes on really crazy, irresponsible diets. Some of them they're virtually selling anorexia, creating kind of a very elusive body image that is really, really dangerous for kids to be looking at. I mean, we don't want censorship, but on the other hand, you got an industry that's irresponsible, and even major celebrities and what are called influencers. That's a profession these days. I never knew from that profession when I was growing up. But now you can make a lot of money virtually doing nothing but preening yourself and taking pictures and selfies and putting them on Instagram, wearing certain apparel or endorsing certain products. I mean, I guess to a certain extent, I'm an influencer, but, I don't take it to that extreme. They endorse things like detox teas, which are dangerous. They can cause diarrhea, dependency, electrolyte imbalances. Some people have died from these detox teas. Various weight loss supplements that are designed to make the pounds melt away miraculously. And even the Kardashians and the singer Cardi B have been guilty of this. It's as if they don't have enough money. I mean, for example, what is the talent that the Kardashians have other than being influenced? They don't sing, they don't dance, they don't, I guess reality shows, that's something. But so the restrictions only apply to users that Instagram knows are younger than 18. And it's kind of, you can get around it because the app does not ask users for their date of birth when they sign up. Instead, users signing up are simply asked to tick a box declaring themselves over 18 or not. Okay, great. How potent a barrier is that? But at least a gesture towards acknowledgement that there is a problem out there. And cosmetic surgery, that's another area where there's some people who are just over the top about multiple cosmetic surgeries that make them look like their favorite actor or actress, that make them look like an alien. You know, you could do whatever you want. You could completely alter your body. You know, it's not a great influence for our kids to be exposed to. So I applaud this. At least it's a symbolic gesture. Headline, overweight people more likely to have overweight dogs. I mean, this, this is another duh story. You know, I've often, it's funny because, you know, you see people like ultra svelte people walking greyhounds or whippets, you know, those really emaciated looking dogs. And then you see, you know, sort of overweight, unhealthy, dumpy looking people walking dogs that can barely waddle. And you just wonder. And it really makes you realize that it is more about environment than genes because, you know, let's face it, most people aren't genetically related to their dogs, hopefully, right? Are you part German Shepherd or part Springer Spaniel? Probably not. But if your dog resembles you, especially around the waistline, it's probably due to environment. And so the Does story, Danish researchers report that overweight people are more likely to overweight dogs, partly because they're more likely to feed them treats. Hey, what about, you know, it's like if you give your dog what you've been eating, like table scraps, and you're on a really poor quality diet, you give your dog like undog-like foods like pastries and cookies, you know, that's not what dogs eat in the wild. That's not what humans eat in the wild. That's so not paleo. But they say the prevalence of heavy or obese dogs is more than twice as large among overweight or obese owners, 35%, than among owners who are slim or of a normal weight, 14%. What they should be doing, and this will really get even more interesting, is if they correlate cancer among owners with cancer among dogs, the total epidemic of cancer among animals. And what's that about? I mean, I think, yeah, maybe viruses are implicated. Okay, that's part of it. But it's a lot about diet, environmental pollutants. Dogs and cats are getting cancer left and right. What about diabetes? That's not usually, you know, you don't see a lot of wolves and foxes in the wild, lions and tigers in the African savannah who have diabetes. But, you know, put them in a zoo or domesticate them, and dogs and cats get diabetes, a degenerative disease. What about arthritis? What about heart disease? They really need to do studies that correlate owners' diseases with the diseases that their dogs and cats have. 877-726-8255 is our number. And let's take one of those calls, Alan, our producer, that somebody left and recorded for us. Just any call.
Hey, Dr. Hoffman, tennis player, plantar fasciitis really killing me. I have been taking curcumin, turmeric, 1,000 milligrams, two capsules per day. When I mess with it and I take maybe three, it feels better. What is the safe amount of that to take to fight inflammation? Thanks so much.
Okay, that's a good question. And plantar fasciitis is actually something that is not necessarily afflicts very elderly people. It often afflicts middle-aged people. And I've had plantar fasciitis, and it, you know, it's related to athleticism and running. In your case, it's related to aggressive tennis. And the good news is that it's a self-limited disorder. I've had it. It's done. I'm done with it. Curcumin is an ideal remedy for it because it's an anti-inflammatory, and it works particularly on tendonitis. And this is a form of tendon inflammation because, well, you know, affects the fascia, you know, not the bones and not the synovial membranes, but actually the band-like structures that connect the back of the leg to the feet and that are frequently flexed. And so the other part of the treatment is either physical therapy or self-care exercises, which involve stretching. And, you know, the simplest example of which is to lean up against a wall and stretch, your plantar fascia and, you know, lengthen your Achilles tendons. And you could do, you know, foot massage. And the other thing you can do, something that I did for a while, is to use a splint on your legs when you sleep. So it's kind of a bit of a nuisance, but you get used to it. It puts your foot into sort of a 90 degree angle so that it is actually, flexed rather than extended. And in so doing, it gently stretches the tendon, and ultimately that can relieve pressure on the plantar fascia. And, you know, I literally wore that for about 6 months. And, the other thing is, you know, the right kind of footwear, because footwear can make a difference in terms of that. You may want to get, see a foot doctor for an orthotic. There's all kinds of, you know, cushioned footwear and socks for people with plantar fasciitis. Such a common condition. But the good news is that it's generally self-limited. And after a bout of 6 or 12 months, it generally resolves and goes away. But curcumin's ideal. So how much can you take? It's kind of hard to overdose on curcumin. There's not a lot of toxicity associated with curcumin. I would go heavy on curcumin. I would take lots of curcumin, maybe 6 or 8 capsules a day if your stomach tolerates it. You know, other things like fish oil can be helpful. It has an anti-inflammatory effect. These are some of the things that can help to resolve that condition over time. And it is, you know, sometimes a steroid shot. I didn't go that route because, you know, that provides temporary relief, but it can also weaken the tendons. And, you know, ultimately then you can have, you know, more serious problem like an Achilles rupture, which is no picnic, really tough to resolve. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine. Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, you know that fish oil provides the vital omega-3s, EPA and DHA, that support your cardiovascular, brain, nerve, vision, immune system, joint, and skin health. My preferred fish oil brand is Carlson. Carlson ensures maximum freshness by managing their fish oils from sea to store. They source only the highest quality deep cold water fish using traditional sustainable methods. All Carlson fish oils are tested by an FDA-registered laboratory for freshness, potency, and purity. I use Carlson myself, recommend it to my patients, and I've included Carlson in the Intelligent Medicine Protocol Starter Kit, available on my website, drhoffman.com. Carlson award-winning omega-3 nutritional supplements are available in soft gels and liquid form for those who have trouble swallowing pills. For more information, go to www.carlsonlabs.com. Carlson fish oils are available at fine health food stores nationwide.
If you're a big sports fan like me, sometimes the best part about watching a football game are the pre- and post-game shows. Well, it's the same for probiotics. The most important part of probiotics are the prebiotics and postbiotics that come along. Not all probiotics have this superior combination. That's why I only buy Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. You see, prebiotics feed the probiotic colonies in your intestines, and postbiotics are the organic nutrients produced by Dr. O'Hara's 3-year fermentation process that become the foundation for long-term colonization of the good bacteria in your body. This is so important. No other probiotic formula has this. As I get older, I want to protect my health the best I can and use only the best supplements that are available. So score a touchdown for your health. Get Dr. O'Hara's probiotics today. Touchdown! Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers and online. Don't accept a substitute.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman here. And our number is 877-726-8255. And we don't have any live calls right now, but we do have a recorded call on the subject of fluoride. So let's hear that one.
As a counterpoint to your fluoride story, I've heard that pregnant women with bad teeth have worse outcomes when they deliver. Can you comment on this? Thanks.
Okay. Well, you know, let's give you a little background on that. Recently, it was revealed, and I covered the story, and this is what this caller is commenting on. Could fluoride be bad for baby during pregnancy? Okay, that story came across the wires this summer. And what they say here is that fluoride exposure from drinking water during pregnancy could be making children less intelligent. uh-oh, you can drop IQ points if your water is fluoridated and mom's drinking a lot of fluoridated water. 4.5 IQ points lower IQ in boys by the time they had reached ages 3 to 4 for each 1 milligram per liter increase in maternal urinary fluoride. So this is well within the threshold of, you know, where women are in terms of exposure to fluoride. So they're saying here, you would have millions of more children falling into the range of intellectual disability with IQ scores of less than 70, and that many fewer kids in the gifted range. This, and by the way, this was published in Journal of the American Medical Association, so a pretty consequential study, and it sort of adds to our debate about mandatory fluoridation. You know, and a lot of people say, well, I'm going to use water filters, or I'm going to get unfluoridated toothpaste, because we don't need all that fluoride. The fluoride could be toxic. And there's a, you know, there's been a long drumbeat of stories about how potentially harmful fluoride is to the brain, even to the bones. I mean, it seems to increase bone density on a DEXA, but it makes bones actually more fragile. So not good for bones. It can damage the teeth, causing dental fluorosis. I mean, a little bit may protect the teeth, but a lot actually causes dental mottling, an appearance, you know, that makes the teeth look kind of funky. So, gentlemen say, well, yeah, but there are studies that say that women with poor dental health give birth to kids who are worse off. And I agree. If you have poor dental health, what is that a sign of? That's usually a sign of poor dietary habits, inadequate nutrition. Periodontal disease, we know, is associated with higher risk for Alzheimer's in adults. And so the condition of your teeth is really a reflection of your health. But to say, okay, well, we're going to strengthen women's teeth by giving them a lot of fluoride so they don't have bad teeth, so they don't give birth to kids with health problems due to the mother's bad teeth, that's a little bass-ackwards reasoning. I mean, it's a provocative question from this caller. But, you know, we want women to have healthy teeth when they're pregnant, but not through use of artificial means, but rather through a healthy diet and lifestyle that can really minimize the potential harmful effects of dental problems on fetal development and ultimately outcomes that the kids have. Okay, so there you have it. This item is about flu exposure. You know, a lot of people worry about the flu. It's getting colder. Flu season's begun early, so they're using hand sanitizer. You know, whenever they pick up something, use the hand sanitizer. Use the hand sanitizer. It turns out that it takes over 4 minutes for typical hand sanitizers to eradicate the flu virus. I mean, it's not very effective. So ordinary soap and water, yeah, pretty effective at floating off the virus, but antimicrobial hand sanitizers, hey, they don't really do the job. It took nearly 4 minutes of exposure to a sanitizer to completely deactivate the virus. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 877-726-8255 for the remaining time we have in this program. You can call us. We're live. This is Intelligent Medicine.
Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. It's me, your immune system. I'm always hard at work defending you against the many disease-causing viruses and bacteria that you are exposed to every day. But sometimes I need help to defeat the bad bugs. Luckily, our friends at Kyolic have come to the rescue. Kyolic has two super immune-enhancing supplements, Kyolic Immune Formula 103 and Kyo Green Harvest Blend Immune Defense. Kyo Green Harvest Blend is a power-packed blend of organic and naturally sourced grasses, ancient grains, fruits, veggies, herbal extracts, and spirulina in a fast dissolving drink mix for a quick and easy way to support immunity. Kyolic Immune Formula 103 combines immune boosting nutrients with aged garlic extract. Aged garlic extract has been clinically shown to support a healthy immune response and reduce both the duration and severity of cold and flu symptoms. Help me protect you with Kyolic supplements and nutritional drink mixes to fortify your immune health today. Available at fine natural health retailers.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Many of us wonder sometimes what's going on with our brains, like when we can't recall a name that should be totally familiar to us or forget why we went into the kitchen. These worries take on a little more weight as we grow older. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Brain Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to slow cognitive decline and enhance memory and mental performance. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com. In addition to the Brain Health Protocol, you'll find easy-to-follow links for my Supplement Starter Kit, Heart Health Protocol, and much more. These protocols are an easy way for you to get the exact combination of targeted supplements you need to help you follow the Intelligent Medicine lifestyle. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. 877-726-8255 is our number. And you know, write that number down because if you've got a question during the week and you know you forgot to ask it during our live program, you can call in and record a question. 877-726-TALK. Okay, so eggs have been maligned for a long time because they're rich in cholesterol and they're rich in saturated fat. And, you know, according to the theory, all that fat is kind of like gunk that clogs your arteries and leads to heart attacks and strokes. Actually, even if you look at some of the more recent writings on this subject, very simplistic, it's kind of like a Drano model of how your pipes get clogged. And fat supposedly gloms on the walls of your coronary arteries and on your cerebral arteries and leads to blockages, and it's sticky. You know, everybody knows fat is sticky. Get on your fingers. It's like, oh, I had to wash my hands. Okay, well, it's inside your arteries. And so if you don't eat any fat and you avoid cholesterol-laden food and foods like eggs, you'll have pristine arteries, right? Okay. Well, here's a big study, and they say the aim of this study, it's out of Finland. The aim of this study was to investigate associations of egg and cholesterol intakes with the risk of stroke, and also with the major stroke risk factor, which is blood pressure, in middle-aged and older men from eastern Finland, and whether ApoE phenotype could modify these associations. So there's this genetic glitch that a fairly high percentage of people have. About 10% of people have a single hit on that, and a smaller percentage in the single digits have a double hit on that. Double hit, very bad in terms of prognosis for Alzheimer's disease and circulatory problems, heart attacks and strokes. And it's one of those dread genes. You can get it from 23andMe these days. They'll tell you if you have an ApoE gene. I do this test fairly routinely now in patients to predict their cardiovascular risk. Well, so they said, well, fine. And maybe the average person isn't affected by cholesterol or the saturated fat in eggs. But what about those ApoE folks? Maybe they're much more vulnerable to the adverse effects of the cholesterol in the eggs, right? Because they have this bad gene. So they crunched the numbers and, you know, they did the test. And what they found was that neither egg nor cholesterol intakes were associated with stroke risk, regardless of ApoE phenotype. There was no difference whatsoever. Whether you had eggs, whether you didn't have eggs, made a difference. And ApoE phenotype, that gene had nothing to do with it. So it's really quite fascinating. So then another study, different study, published in the British Medical Journal. Headline, people who eat vegan and vegetarian diets, they do have a lower risk of heart disease. Okay, that, all right, helps them in that respect. But they have a higher risk of stroke. The research looked at 48,000 people for up to 18 years. And what they found is that on a vegan diet where people are consuming no eggs, no dairy, no meat, no chicken, no fish, true vegan diet, there was actually a 13% lower risk of heart disease. That's a modest improvement in the pescatarians who didn't eat any poultry or red meat. And the vegetarians and vegans had a 22% lower risk of heart disease. Okay, that's good. But those on the plant-based diets had a 20% higher risk of stroke. And so what could that be about? Well, the research suggests that this could be linked to low levels of vitamin B12, but they weren't sure. They weren't sure what it was. And it may be that people on a vegetarian diet, maybe they eat more starch, maybe they have more sugary foods or low-fat foods, and their carbohydrate intake goes up. There's a tendency on a vegetarian diet to eat more carbs because just for satiety, you're not getting a lot of fat and protein. So there you have it. You know, it again, paradoxical results in what we've been taught about cholesterol and saturated fat does not turn out to be what we expected it to be. All right, let's take a call now from Barbara in New Jersey. Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dr. Hoffman. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
Okay, so my dad has been taking horse chestnut extract, and the reason I have him on that is for his legs. He was having really bad edema in his ankles and his feet, and you had recommended that a while ago.
What's it due to? Does he have heart problems, or does he just have bad veins?
No, it's just circulation, probably okay. Lack of movement. He doesn't have any heart issues. He doesn't have any problems with his legs. We had Doppler tests done, and everything is fine. So the horse chestnut extract actually really helped. It made his swelling go down. So my question is, how long is it safe to be on? I mean, he's been on it for a few years now. Is it safe to keep taking every day?
Based on the European experience, where it's actually a very popular, it's a medication in Europe. It's offered commonly by primary care doctors and vascular surgeons as an alternative to, doing surgery or, those cumbersome stockings that are really a pain to use in the summer when it's hot, or diuretics. And so, over there, they've used it forever and a day. And, they've done studies on its safety and effectiveness. And, I think it's a pretty innocuous thing to take long term. There should not be a problem. And, in terms of other medications that he's on, is it a really bad blood thinner that may make his blood too thin? Probably not. It doesn't seem to have that adverse effect.
Good, because I'll tell you what, it worked better than the diuretic. Originally, the doctor had prescribed the diuretic, and it wasn't working. And I said, let's just try the horse chestnut extract. He's been taking it. It worked like a charm, probably within a couple of weeks. And, I mean, it's really amazing that it actually worked that well.
Great.
So
that's really
and I
nice
have one other
that.
Question about N-acetylcysteine.
Sure.
Is that safe to take for a long time? Because I take that every day.
Yeah, it's very safe to take. And why are you taking it, just for prevention? Because it's a glutathione precursor?
For glutathione, because years ago I read about, because I'm a singer, and I had talked to you about this.
Oh, for the vocal cords. For the vocal cords.
Glutathione.
Yes. There's some doctors who even use glutathione drops, for singers they can put in the back of their throats. And sometimes, holistic ENTs give patients IV infusions of glutathione before a performance. That's not unheard of. You're on the right track. Absolutely. Because it's a mucolytic. All right. It breaks down mucus, but also it builds up glutathione, which is very protective against free radicals and, has a really good effect in many conditions. So, yeah, you're on the right track. And you got to, what do you sing, professionally or amateur singer?
I
or what's
do.
It do?
No, oh, I good. Sing professionally, yes.
You got a nice set of pipes. It sounds like you could be a good radio announcer.
Thank you so much.
All right, keep up the great work. Yeah, I'm glad. Thank you for sharing your impressions of the horse chestnut, because, it's useful for listeners sometimes to hear, not just from me. Of course, I'm a big advocate for all these nutritional supplements, but to hear from just, common folks who've tried this, that, or the other thing. And we want to hear your views. Does it work? Does it not? Call us. Thanks for your call. All right. This item, and it's, has to do with our recent commemoration of 9/11. That's a sad, event, that we commemorate every year in September. And in conjunction with this year's commemoration of 9/11, a study was published in the Journal of the American Medical Association. And it has to do with the aftermath of folks who were exposed to ground zero, you know, the responders, the first responders and people who dug through the pile, inhaling all manner of harmful material. You know, these are volunteer workers, workers in fire department and rescue and the police department who crowded around that unsafe area in the immediate after. They didn't know what to do. And they were also given false reassurance that no problem, we've tested the air is fine. Well, it wasn't. It wasn't. And this has resulted in a dramatic increase of cancer. We know that. If you breathe in toxic materials, you're going to develop lung disease and you could have a higher risk of cancer, not just cancer of the lungs, but also cancer throughout your body because the lungs absorb these toxins and they're shunted all over your body and these toxins are carcinogenic. Okay, we know that. But here's the new wrinkle to the story. Journal of the American Medical Association found that both immediate and repeated exposures to the dust during the months of cleanup following the attack was associated with elevated cardiovascular disease risk that lasted for up to 16 years. Now, you know, why that's surprising, I'm not sure, because we know that smoking increases cardiovascular disease, and cigarette smoke is full of toxins. And so, too, was the air around the World Trade Center site. And it also, the take-home message, okay, for those of you when you say, well, I wasn't exposed to that, so, okay, well, that's too bad for those guys. I feel bad, but it doesn't affect me. Well, it does. It is a microcosm of what happens when you're exposed to industrial fumes, smog, smoke, bad air. Because bad air doesn't just cause lung disease and cancer. It causes cardiovascular disease and actually affects the lining of the blood vessels, the endothelium, damages the endothelium, hurts circulation, may lead to vasospasm, may lead to plaque formation, and ultimately increase your risk for subsequent cardiovascular disease. So just a terrible toll. And, you know, the folks who died immediately at the 9/11 tragedy are unfortunately just the tip of the iceberg of an epidemic of problems that was unleashed by the enormous cloud of toxins, dust, and debris that resulted from the terrorist attack. And it's just a nightmare scenario that points out the potential for, you know, lower grade chronic exposure to have an impact on cardiovascular disease risk. So it's not, you know, it's not just about cholesterol, taking a statin. It's also about the air we breathe and the environments that we create for ourselves and our children that will impact our cardiovascular risk. 877-726-8255 is our number for Intelligent Medicine.
The latest trend to hit the store shelves has the whole country buzzing. Cannabidiol, or CBD, might just be the greatest discovery of our generation, and it comes from a plant that is not so new, agricultural hemp. Yes, after 70 years of prohibition and misunderstanding, hemp is back to help you stay healthy and balanced. Growing research is showing that we have a lot to learn from the remarkable hemp plant. Nutrient-rich products like Plus CBD Oil's Total Plant Complex concentrated products provide broad-spectrum nutrition, including fatty acids, plant sterols, cannabinoids, terpenes, and naturally occurring vitamin E. From seed to shelf, all Plus CBD Oil products provide the highest quality hemp-derived CBD products available and are offered in a variety of delivery systems and flavors to suit your needs. Ask your local independent health food store about Plus CBD Oil products by CV Sciences today and learn more about the CBD evolution at pluscbdoil.com. That's pluscbdoil.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination. easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com. Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. And any of you out there have a sullen, depressed teenage daughter or son? And, you know, you feed them and they sort of pick over their food and, you say, eat your fruits and vegetables. It's good for you. And they go, rawr. And then, you know, they reach for the chicken nuggets, or the cheeseburger. And, but they just don't like to eat their fruits and vegetables. And, you know, it's such a pervasive epidemic of teenage and young adult depression. And I suspect it has something to do with diet. So here's an amazing study. It's from the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition, just came out this year, with an intriguing title: Assessing the Effects of Vegetable Consumption on the Psychological Health of Healthy Young Adults. A Systematic Review of Prospective Research. So it's a meta-analysis. It's an analysis of previous studies. And the sample size was large. It's over 33,000 individuals. And what they found was that increased fruit and vegetable consumption has a positive effect on psychological well-being. But of the two, if you had to choose between fruits and vegetables, because fruits are easy, they're real tasty, they're sweet, delicious. And vegetables, it's like a little harder. You know, you kind of push those Brussels sprouts around on your plate. You know, maybe try to feed them to the dog. But it turns out that vegetables had a preferential effect on mood based on these studies. So the researchers speculate, a growing body of evidence suggests that there is a link between fruit and vegetable consumption and psychological health. They don't know precisely why. They speculate on reasons that it helps the microbiome, all that beneficial fiber, all the, you know, critical nutrients, the carotenoids and phytonutrients that are in the vegetables may have a good effect on the brain, blah, 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 anti-inflammatory effect, etc. They don't know why. But in conclusion, they say, increased fruit and vegetable consumption has a positive effect on psychological health, and vegetable consumption may be a more potent target than fruit consumption for enhancing psychological well-being. So, you know, bottom line, eat your fruits and veggies. And, you know, and don't succumb to appeals to take veggie capsules. They don't really replicate the effects of eating real, live, fresh vegetables. Don't get me wrong. You know, when I talk about the benefits of a ketogenic diet or that animal protein is okay, that eggs are okay, I don't mean to the exclusion of lots, especially of vegetables, and to some extent fruits. But the problem with fruits, they deliver a lot of sugar and carbohydrates, and in the form that they're offered to people, they often tend to be sweetened. And their fruit products are kind of a Trojan horse for a lot of carbohydrate calories. This item... you ever hear of jade eggs? Goop's website used to claim that inserting jade eggs into the vagina helps, and I'm quoting here, to cultivate sexual energy, clear chi pathways in the body, intensify femininity, and invigorate our life force. For just $66, you can get a jade egg, for vaginal insertion, or you can get a $55 rose quartz egg, you can use it for that purpose. I recently read an article about the sustainability of that and also about child labor under very unsafe conditions that are used to mine these crystals that then are, you know, sold at enormous markups to people in the West, and they don't even realize what hardship and devastation they're causing the environments of places like Madagascar, where a lot of these crystals come from. Well, anyway, Goop has been ordered to pay out $145,000 to settle allegations that it previously made unscientific claims about the eggs. And it also agreed to refund customers who purchased the jade eggs last year. It claimed the eggs could balance hormones, regulate menstrual cycles, prevent uterine prolapse. Yeah, I guess if you stick an egg up there, and maybe it'll keep your uterus from dropping down, and increase bladder control. But they're not really standard medical pessaries, so I don't know. You know, good luck following medical advice from celebrities like Gwyneth Paltrow. All right. This item has to do with mushrooms and the risk of prostate cancer. Eating mushrooms may help lower prostate cancer risk in a total of nearly 37,000 men. It turned out that mushroom consumption, twice a week, quite modest proposal, 17% lower risk of prostate cancer in men who consume mushrooms. So thank you very much for joining us. That's all the time we have for today's program. And make sure you follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Go to drhoffman.com to download our podcasts and our articles. Subscribe to our newsletter. Become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have yourselves a great weekend, and join us again next week for the weekend edition of Intelligent Medicine. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman.